where I keep my dreams. This is where I keep all my recycling. This is where I keep myself. In a box of prayers. In a box of prayers. This is where I keep lucky dimes and chimes. This is where I keep away from pain. This is where I keep news at 11. This is where I keep myself. Ooh, in a box of prayers.
For the soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Okay, everybody, take a deep breath. We know that we choose to come to this world, and we're chosen to come to this world, and we've come for breath. We breathe in for ourselves and out for spiritual unfoldment. And as we breathe these moments, let's open up our heart and open up our souls, and let the true awareness of News for the Soul make its impact now and forever.
Good evening and welcome to News for the Soul. That's life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And we should have all of that going on. Karen Anderson is back. Yay! And we're going to be opening the lines. It is totally true. Karen Anderson, she has her own show on Contact Talk Radio, Divine Journeys. And she comes and hangs out with us now and then, and we do open lines and readings and talk to spirit guides and angels and ascended masters and things. And I don't know what's going to happen yet today. We kind of stay in the moment and let it unfold, and unfold it does. I, you know, Karen, I think before we start, I'm going to tell them my little story just in case something does happen.
You
I was thinking as we
great.
Were phoning in, you know, I thought I better just say something just in case, oh, heck, does break loose, and then they'll know why. All right, here's the deal. I'm just telling Karen, just before we logged in here, last night I couldn't sleep. I was in the office very late, and this giant spider about the size of my hand came running out of I don't know where. I wish I did know where. Straight for me, doing about 35, and all hell broke loose from that point on for about an hour. Anyway, it has retreated to some crevice nearby, probably all too nearby. And I was just saying to Karen, if something happens during the show, you will hear me.
No doubt about it.
Okay, so that's that update. So, Karen, welcome back to News for the Soul.
Thank you, Nicole. It's always, always such a pleasure to be with you and to be in the energy of News for the Soul. It's great.
It's always a party when you're here as well. And, you know, it's just kind of cool how we attract the like high vibrational energies in and just so kind of like do its thing. How's your show going on Contact?
It's going great. And in fact, it's I'm into my, let's see, I started in January. So what is that, about 7 months now? Am I about 7 months, 8 months in? And it's been quite a journey of an awareness of, you know, how the airwaves work and how, you know, how to stay in the moment while you're on the air, and to the different topics that come up when people call in and the different guests that I have. It's just been an amazing, I want to say, ride. It's been an amazing ride. And the folks at Contact Talk Radio are just a warm and welcoming family you know, great hosts and great producers, and Cameron and Divindia. They're fantastic. So I'm very blessed.
Yeah.
And you have joined us at Contact Talk Radio.
Yeah, well, I've actually known Cam a long time before he moved down to the States. And he was sort of one of the people that influenced me to go in the direction of radio when I was still publishing a positive newspaper. So that's how long ago that was.
Oh, wow.
Very awesome. Yeah, so it's good stuff. And I'm sure that, you know, it's going to grow, because all of these things are really, the energy's taking off. I don't know what it's been like for you, but us, it's been crazy here. So it's all good. All good.
It's all good. It's right. And you know, just a wonderful opportunity to get more messages out there. You know, it's like people used to have to travel, not have to, but travel to meet and with groups and meet with certain spiritual teachers. Now there's spiritual teachers on the airwaves or people with amazing messages on the airwaves that you can tune in from your home, which is so neat, or go into the archives if you've missed out on something. There's so much, just so much out there to learn. I mean, every day for me, I feel like I'm in school. Every day I'm learning something new and gaining more ground, it feels, you know?
Wonderful. Well, I want to go back to the website, too, before I forget. DivineJourneys.net. That's where you go to find out about Karen's show. And I know at the top we've sort of gotten in the habit of asking about the hot topic according to the angels or guides. So do they
have
hot
on the press.
Yeah. What's the
hot interesting
topic today?
Yeah. It was shared this with the listening audience when I connected with Nicole tonight. She told me her wonderful story, which is, I would be doing the same thing, believe me. I would be very petrified by something coming at me that fast. But then she told me she's had it, yeah, large, hadn't been feeling well. And interesting that the angels asked today, tonight, when I was preparing for, you know, being on air, they said, can we speak about how healing happens and how their participation in our lives, how they're able to assist and help us. So it's a wonderful match today. This is great. And so today the angels would really like to talk about different levels of healing and how they can assist us and how they do assist us in every aspect of every part of healing, whether it's mind, body, and spirit, where there are different levels of healing. You know, there's different from the smallest cut, perhaps, on your finger to the biggest of hurts and healings, which is a physical healing that's needed, or a broken heart. They're there for every single one of our adventures, if you will, or experiences. And the main idea that the angel said, when we don't feel well, whether it's emotional or physical, mental, spiritual, what have you, we are out of balance. And simply by knowing that, our healing is about 50 to 60% there. And when we make that connection that we're out of balance, we just tend to see then how we've contributed to our not feeling well or are not doing well, you know, around things like having an irritable day or an irritable week or irritable month, whatever. And that they say that if when we come to the idea of balance, that means that we're sane on a level to ourselves, to our own consciousness and to the consciousness of all that there is, that we're ready to make changes, to really get into the vibration of harmony, balance, peace. Everything that's taken us out of that has created the illusion of illness or the illusion of despair or depression or what have you. When I remember when I was going through some infections a couple of years ago, chronic, over and over and over and over infections, and I had it. I was done. I said, this is ridiculous. I don't want this anymore. And I clearly heard my angel say, well, then you're ready to stop being angry with yourself. This is self-inflicted pain. And I thought, what? Why would I do this to myself? Why would I, invoke this in my life? Why would I bring this to myself? Well, consciously, of course not. I was trying to battle something cleared out of my body. But as we all know with the law of attraction, you know, what you battle, you get more battle of. So I was increasing my out-of-balance behavior or situation by trying to battle the situation. They said, surrender and to find out really why. Listen to your body. So many people walk on Earth disconnected and not connected into their own vibrations, their own body language. You know, go within, find out what your body's really trying to tell you, because it's obviously trying to tell you something. And I thought, well, you know, you can just tell me what's going on. It'd be a lot easier if you just told me. And he said, no, it would be more profound if you heard within. So I did, and I went in, and I found out really what was angering me, what I was causing myself to be so irritated about that would keep, you know, causing this chronic condition. I went in, I healed it. I, through the art of theta healing, which I do on a lot of my clients, and basically changed or balanced what I was thinking or the vibration I was in. And I've never had that situation since. I've never had that infection, that chronic infection since. So it made me think about, okay, what is the body trying to tell us when we're out of balance? Well, there's so many answers to things that we're going through. There's so many different types of, let's say, for instance, arthritis, who battle with that. I know a lot of people have chronic arthritic conditions, and often it's carried throughout, steadily throughout families. It's like something inherited throughout families. And what I found when the body would talk to me about arthritic condition, it was like self-criticism, hostility towards the self, or even other people. And a rigid thinking, like a rigid rigidity in the thinking, and I'm not changing. They got to change. I'm not changing a thing. So the body can really give you some amazing answers to what's going on to yourself in healing, to call upon the angelic assistance, the higher vibrations, the beings of light, the healing angels, the ascended masters, all the lovely help that's out there for us, cannot even intervene and help us until we make that awareness that we're ready to shift and change and ask for help because of the law of free will. So I today just wanted to talk about, you know, ways to come into balance and how to do that. And I think that a lot of people that may be listening in, maybe having in their own life or someone in their family, where they're dealing with a lot of things, again, whether it's spiritual, mental, physical, or emotional. It's truly all the same. It really is. It's just accessed at different levels. That's what I want to say. Because your physical body, I mean, how many of us out there, you know, take a Tylenol because we have a headache, we're really hushing up and telling our body, hush, I have no time for you. I've got to go on. And what you're saying to your body is basically, I don't have time to heal this. I'm going to continue going on in an imbalanced way because I have no time for me. So there you go. You're out of balance right there.
Mm.
So does that kind of make sense to you, Nicole? Have you found with your body when you've got particular things that you find around you, your environment's kind of off, or it's out of balance, or the people around you or work is out of balance? Do you ever get that?
Oh, never, no. I don't really
never.
Do that
just
at all.
Just big, large spiders in the office. They get your attention.
I'm sitting here surrounded by a bottle of aspirin, a bottle of NyQuil, a super jet that's going to be nailing a very giant spider if it shows its head, and a spray bottle.
You're ready. Well, you're ready, I'll tell you what.
But, yeah, no, absolutely. You're right. That is the message that we do to send out, you know. And we've been so conditioned to do that. Oh, just take a pill or.
Oh, yeah. Here you go. Here's a prescription.
Exactly.
And there's nothing wrong in that. There's such wonderful energy, channeled energy to medicines, medications, and to the Western thought, the Western medical thought. It's a channeled gift for us on Earth, yes. It's when we use that as the only source of healing that we can find another complete healing. When you heal, you must heal. You have to feel everything first, literally. Like if I was to break my leg and I didn't feel it, I wouldn't know I had a broken leg. I have to really feel something before I can go in and say, I have to heal that. So sometimes our higher soul or our angels assist us to create an experience to say, I don't want this anymore, or this does not serve me anymore. I would really like change. So the minute we do that, we shift the vibration because we've shifted our thoughts, changing direction, basically. There's so many universal laws out there that work hand in hand with how we do feel. There's, you know, the law of cause and effect, you know, what you put out there you get. You know, the law of attractions, we all know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Which you know, like attracts like. There we go. And then there's the law of magnetism. I mean, what are you really drawing to you? You know, we are magnets. We're like a huge energy source. Everything that we think instantaneously does come to us because of the vibrational energy that we are. And when we're not feeling well, our vibration, our body is extremely low, very, very dense, very dense. And when we're feeling in balance, our vibration obviously is very high. The angels say to me all the time, remember your cells, talk to yourself. There's a communication constantly going on, emanating emotion and thought and feeling. So when you're not feeling well, your cells are saying, we don't feel well. And so, of course, the law of attraction, that's what you're going to experience. So oftentimes if I wake up with a headache or I wake up not feeling well and I know I'm not coming down with something pretty drastic, I start to shift and think, you know, okay, maybe yesterday was a hard day. Today it's going to be easier for me. I'm in the thought of, I'm have the intention of. And you know what? Often my headache goes away. My feeling of fatigue often will go away because associated with a headache. It's really amazing when we do shift our vibrational thinking, what happens within our bodies and our mind and our spirit as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
what is sort of the bottom line of this message that the angel guides or ascended masters that wanted to get this out today?
I just feel like it's heaven speaking that, you know, so many forms of healing provided for us forgiveness for ourselves, forgiveness for somebody else, is one of the highest, literal highest vibrations of healing. And then love. Love is the highest for ourselves. And when we are not feeling well, there's been a message that we have allowed to come into our body that we're denying love. We're denying the highest vibration of all that there is. Because love is the only thing that's real. It's the only thing that sustains us in truth. Everything that vibrates lower than that is an illusion. And we'll create an imbalance. We'll create a feeling of not wellness and not centeredness. So I think what the angels and the masters and the healers on the other side that surround us is when you don't feel well, know instantaneously, it's because you are out of balance. Nothing is wrong with you. Literally nothing ever could be wrong with you because you're a perfect creation of the Creator. And there's nothing wrong with the Creator, so there's really nothing wrong in truth with us. It's a thought. It literally is a thought. And as we sit with this thought over time, over years, and it creates a chronic condition, our body will then manifest certain diseases or certain disharmonies, you know, like cancers, anemia, oh gosh, the list goes on and on, chronic fatigue syndrome, irritable bowel syndrome, all the things that indicate to the heavens that we are out of balance. And every single condition that I just mentioned or disease that I just mentioned has an emotional vibration attached to it. Like candida is full resentment, a lot of resentment for your life, for people, for yourself. And it's just like anger in there. And it just, what I want to say, like eats away at, if you will.
Hmm.
Depression, the angels say, is suppressed or unexpressed creativity. Unresolved anger, you know, so we create this illusion of detachment. The heart, obviously, the matters of the heart. We're not allowing maybe love to come to us fully, perhaps. Our love for ourselves, love from the heavens, love from the angels. Or we're afraid of love because we've been hurt in the name of love. Be it family member, churches, you know, religious beliefs, spouses, loved ones, those that we entrusted with our heart. So there's many different emotional vibrations attached to all, you know, diseases because our body is not in harmony.
It's amazing how literal it can seem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The physical connection. So interesting.
Definitely. Yes.
Well, we're going to open a line shortly here, so you can take some calls and do what you will with them. Now, what exactly is going to be at work here when people are calling in for a reading with you? Like, what's going to be reading them?
What's going to be meeting them?
Reading them. Like, is it an angel kind of guidance, a guide reading? Is it their guides reading them? Like, where's the information coming from?
Well, it's their team. It's his walking with them. Sometimes I get ETs that come in and speak with me. Sometimes I have fairies, gnomes, elves, you know, unicorns, that vibration. Sometimes I have mastery energy, Yogananda, ascended masters such as Jesus. It depends on the vibration of the soul and where they are in their own spiritual growth. But yes, it's their team, whether it's angels, mastery, extraterrestrial, Native American. You know, I've even had wonderful, amazing, like Chinese herbalists walk with people because they work with Chinese medicine or acupuncture or, you know, that art of healing. Hmm. So it's whoever you are as a soul, whatever your life's message or mission is here, that's who walks with you. So every time, it's a surprise for me.
Really? So we always have someone different or each person has someone different?
Well, it's like who you are, it's who walks with you or who's in the car with you riding. It's like if you're a couch potato, well, you got couch potato angels. And that's okay. That's good. That's fine. There's a lot of souls here right now on Earth that just want to, they just kick back. And they go, that's a good show. That's funny. Literally. Or there's vibrations of mastery angels or ascended master energy or Einstein energy on those that do quantum physics and work with biofeedback machines and, all kinds of different vibrational energies, because we're also unique and also respond differently to different type of help, if you will. It's not just only angels. Angels are a part of or a slice of what's there for us to call for help on. So I work a lot with the angelic kingdom because that's what I resonate with on a very high vibration, but I also am open to love, and that's what heaven is, and that's what all these helpers are. They come with love, pure love for those who they work with.
I gotta ask before I give out the numbers so they can call in. I gotta ask, who's hanging with me right now?
Who's hanging with you? Well, the spider, for one.
Besides that guy.
Well, the first thing I heard is that your angels are saying you are all best friends. And then they showed me, they like pull a curtain back, and there's a goddess Egyptian energy that's standing behind you. I just feel like they want to say Isis energy standing behind you, and that's that power, that feminine power and that feminine centeredness. And I feel like there's a council that you have been shifting your vibration to match theirs. And it's the equivalent, like I want to say, they're showing me Abraham/Hicks. So it's your group of ascended thinking or high-level thinking. It's a council of four, I'm hearing. They look like, Gandalf in Lord of the Rings with the long white robes and the long beard and a staff.
Oh, yeah.
And it's time for you to be whom you really are and to step out. And that's why things are shifting so much for you. Because the energy that you're ready for is appearing. Like they say, when the student's ready, the teacher appears or the master appears. So you've been preparing yourself for something pretty profound, and now the help shows up. We have to say we're ready. And when we say that we're ready, then they're saying, okay, we join you. You also have what I want to say. They're showing me the emblem of the two snakes, for healing.
Hmm.
Do you understand what I mean? The emblem here,
the
on earth. So you're a healer. You're a healer by natural, that's your natural soul's vibration is to be a healer. Whether you have hands-on healing work that you do or that you're a voice for all to hear, you come with the vibration of a healer. Does that make sense to you?
Well, yeah, in a way, we're healing the airwaves, I hope.
Exactly, exactly. It's not that, it's not the traditional, well, I'm a doctor, I've got my white coat on, but what they're showing me is that emblem. And to me, when the angels show me that, that means that either the person speaking to has been healing, which you are, you've been not feeling well, and they are also a healer. And healing, a healer, there's many different associations to a healer. They're also saying, think simple. Don't be too complex in your thinking right now. Don't get too strung out on trying to, less is more, is what I'm hearing. Does that make any sense to you?
Oh, probably, yes.
Probably.
I was trying to do the go big or go home thing, but then, of course, your energy peters out in there somewhere sometimes. So.
Well, yeah, because, our human consciousness is like, oh, we can burn the candle at both ends. We'd be fine. And then we find out we have no energy left. And so there's that sensation of balance. Are you receiving as much as you give out? You know, are you playing as much as you work? And so go back to the simple thought of, okay, what I've put out today, I've got to call back to myself. And just be on autopilot, if you will, like a boomerang effect, which you throw out comes right back to you. So what you put out there is work. You have the same balance in play, and just be real simple on it. In other words, you don't have to create a day of play and really put it into your calendar. Just be open to allowing it to come to you. Just real simple.
One of my favorites.
And they're also telling me that... Oh. Pardon me?
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, they're also telling me you're an amazing leader and that a lot of people follow you without hesitation. In other words, they don't need to think twice about it. They trust in what you have to say. You're a natural leader, and you've been a leader in many incarnations on and off planet. So, wow, I feel like I'm in really good hands.
No pressure, right?
No. This is something that comes very natural to you. Is something going on with one of your children?
Not that they've fessed up to.
Okay.
Well,
there's that. There's a little stress around one of them, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah. This is a great learning experience for this one. And you have a son?
She.
You have two sons, right?
Girls.
Two girls?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe, hang on a minute. Is one of them, the oldest one, does she have a boyfriend?
That would be the source of the issue.
Yeah, so the son, yeah, okay. Well, she's going to learn. You know, I feel like boundaries and about maybe the dynamic of standing in her own power. Does it
feel
like?
Yeah, that would pretty much be on the money there.
Yeah. This is a grand learning experience for her. She's going to gather a lot from this. And she has a lot of extra help around her right now. Yeah.
Oh, good.
So just let her know. Just, Mom, just know that there's a lot of extra help around her right now. And just the best place to put any of our children is in God's arms. And surrender, because, you know, the more that we worry, the more worry comes to us. So,
I know that's the frustrating as a conscious parent, you know, because you know that, yes. Well, you can't nag. So that's bad.
Well, oh, God, that doesn't work.
And nope. You can't worry, because then you're just messing things up. It's like, oh, to have to watch, you know, stuff go on and have to kind of get to that conscious place of knowing.
And right.
Creating. It's a definite challenge from, you know, that seat, but absolutely. Well, that was very on the money and excellently delivered, because I appreciate that, knowing that, you know, that makes it easier for me to do that. So, all righty. Well, we should give out the numbers here and share the fun, spread the love. Okay, this is it. Readings. Find out who your pack is, what your hot topic is. Talk
That's
to Karen
right.
Anderson. Time for your divine journey right now. Here's the numbers. Okay. Toll free in the U.S. to call 1-877-876-5227. That's 1-877-876-5227. If you're in Canada, toll free is 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. And direct line, if none of those work for you and you're calling from one of the other, I don't know, 109 countries that we're airing in right now, 530-876-3222, 530-876-3222. So, do we have somebody on the line right now?
Wonderful.
I wasn't sure if I heard a beep, so. Okay, well, beep on in when you're ready, and Seth, you can go ahead and open the lines now.
I'm ready.
I know they've been calling since 10 minutes before we got on the air, so. We're ready, and we'll see what happens. You know, it's so interesting that came through about my daughter, actually, because when you first said that, I wasn't connecting with it. I mean, it's so that's probably my hot topic, you know,
yeah.
of the month.
Yeah. Right. And I'm hearing, continue trusting your gut on this. Continue trusting your gut. You're not wrong. You're more right than you're wrong on this situation. That's what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and she hears you. She listens. She really does. Whether she admits it or not, she is listening to you. Yeah, I know, but she's absorbing it. She's safe.
Well,
she will learn
there on this conscious parenting path, you know, if your kids aren't teenagers yet, well, I think you're doing great now. I'll tell you, it goes up 10 notches when you get that into that zone. It's a real wrong.
I know. It's a whole other world, isn't it?
It is, and it's because you throw in hormones and puberty and all kinds of other dimensions, and you know, and that transition into independence and all of that, and then throw in all your own stuff and just kind of mix the whole mess up and see where it all lands on the wall.
Oh, I know. I know. Gosh.
Now, do you have children? Sounds like you're really related.
I do. I have 3 sons, and they're 21, 18, and 14.
Oh, God, and you lived.
So they keep me on my toes, and they tell me, God, it's difficult to have a mom that knows stuff. Can't get away with anything. but you know, it's sometimes it's not so easy when you know stuff, and when they're not offering up information, and you know, I don't like to pry, so I let them come to me, because then they're fully opening to me and offering up information.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's. I know with all my 3 sons, they all have gone through it differently, the teen years, but it was a very difficult time for them to really, it's like they're trying to find out self-discovery of who they are, where they fit in, and their friends and life and peers are far more important than their mother was. Their mother was in life, and, you know, it was, and then they came back around. They've all done that. They've come back around. So I have 3 amazing kids.
Well, all the other generations have survived before us, for the most part, going through all those stages, you know. So,
yeah.
That does help to know that, but it's so interesting what, you know, kind of going through it consciously, not just kind of being in reaction and going through the patterns, but do you often tap into the guides in the moment? I mean, do you just use that resource in every moment when you're dealing with stuff like that?
Yeah, it's in the moment, because that's truly where we live, is in the moment. And if we worry about 5 minutes before us or 5 minutes after us, then we're not focusing on what energy we're creating in the moment. So yeah, I whatever's going on in the moment, I tap into. It's like with my son one time, he I've taught my kids all the time to really respect Mother Earth. This is my oldest son, and he'd probably shoot me for telling this on air, but it's okay. to respect Mother and recycle. So when he was 18 years old when he graduated from high school, they went out on an overnight camping trip. Well, he brought home the next day all the beer cans because he recycled. Now, only did he bring those home, but he got busted. And he says, "Well, I recycle." I'm thinking, "Oh my God, this young boy is." To say, "Mama, I recycle," just like you said. Little did he think that he's going to be busted with, you know, 20 beer cans in the back of his car. And, you know, so in the moment, it's like a life lesson of, now, first of all, wait a minute, I'm so glad that you recycled. Thank God you did. But, you know, on the other hand, I'm underage drinking, and what are you thinking? And, you know, so everything is always in the moment and what's appropriate and what works. And my kids, all my children are, what works for one does not work for the other, as I'm sure you know with your children. And they respond differently. So.
Mm-hmm.
And with people, with God's children, it's the same thing. You know, it's not a cookie cutter healing session with anybody, with my work or with when they come to me. I'm open in the moment to what is needed. What is I don't just say, "Oh, I'm going to do an angel," you know, message for you. It's what their, like you say, hot topic is, or what they're walking through, what they need, because it can be so. Everything is so individualized and so. Geared towards their highest healing. So I'm just open in the moment to whatever comes.
Do they know that you're amazing. Tapping into angels and guidance and ascended masters?
And then I need to learn to leave work at the office, because if I don't shut down, I'll hear this all night long. I'll get information all night long. I'll have to tell what I lovingly call DLOs, deceased loved ones on the other side, I'm seeing your loved one in the morning. You know, can you wait? Can you let me get sleep? And I need to shut down, because I often forget I'm still human, you know, and I mean that in the sense where when you go into your intuitive side or that right brain side, you know, I feel the oneness, right? And just it's so lovely to be in that energy to help people, like I say, to empower and find their center. And then when I come home, you know, I love being in that energy. I sometimes forget to turn it off. I really do. And so I wonder, gosh, I've been thinking about this client for hours. I wonder what, well, I let go of their energy. So.
But you are able to shut it off then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I do. I have to. I have to be able to shut it off. And I've learned different ways to help me to, what they say, tone down. We are in control. We are the ones that have to dial up, dial down, whatever we want to experience. It's our life's mission. It's our life's journey. That's why it's a divine journey. And at any time, we are the ones that are in the driver's seat. So I had to really learn what worked best for me of not disconnecting, no, but just toning it down so that I wasn't the radio on, if you will. It was a freak.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just going to check again if we've got somebody on the line, or I'm wondering if we've gone and crashed the line or something.
We can talk on mic.
I know. Well, we don't. Yeah, we can just kind of carry on. We'll talk amongst ourselves here. Hello, is there anyone on the line? Do we have a caller?
Can you hear me?
Oh, I think we've had somebody the whole time.
Hello.
Hi, can you speak up so we can hear you?
Yeah, I can barely hear.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, that's much better.
Yes.
Who are you and where are you calling from?
My name is Elizabeth, and I'm calling from Canada. And I'd like to thank you for the...
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello. I'd like to thank you for the opportunity, Nicole. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Our pleasure indeed. So what are your, do you have a specific question? You don't need to.
Yes, I do.
But if you do.
I do. I'd like to frame it. Like what I'm focusing on is symptoms that are manifesting physically with me. But along with it, I'm also seeing, I'm just in awe with what's being reflected to me as far as things that are out of balance and lessons. And in the meantime, it's like more stressful on my body. So I'm at the point where I'm getting more proactive with it because I've pretty much been sitting with it and seeing what unfolds. And I would really appreciate what your perspective is of what would be helpful for me to put it in balance. Me in balance.
Well, the first thing I heard for you, sweet Elizabeth, is what they call you. Dear Sweet Elizabeth, is what your angelic team and the healing team has called you. For you, just being willing to shift and change things, as I said before, a lot of the work has been done. It's when we make that connection that we finally say, we're not going in this direction anymore. They're also telling me that you have lightened up, or you're lightening up things in your life. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it certainly has. I've been working through a lot of anger to where I'm now in charge of the energy and I'm able to respond in a more gentle way as opposed to just, wah, you know, volatile.
Exactly. Right, exactly. And also they're telling me that you're learning to let go of control, like controlling situations or outcomes. And not that you're a controlling person, per se, but we often...
It would be my preference to be a controlling person. It didn't work out. It didn't work out that way. I would prefer to be controlling.
You were controlled?
No, I said I would prefer to be controlling, but it didn't work out that way, so I had to give it up.
Right, exactly. And that's lightening up, because when we go to control things, we put a lot of energy to hold things down or to hold things in a certain way. And when we surrender, we lighten the load, we lighten our energy, we say, you know, I'm willing to surrender and let just the vibration of freedom. I'm feeling the vibration of freedom has been coming to you, like your body is feeling freer or a sensation of freer. Now, anger, it's very healthy. I want you to know that. And God bless you for going into anger, because anger sets definitely the message in the balance, what you're willing to put up with and what you're not willing to put up with anymore in your life. Rage is not healthy, and rage is something that so many don't know how to handle. They don't know how to control it. The whole idea is don't control your rage. Find a way to find the source or the core issue to rage. Not saying that you're enraged at all, but the anger that you have within you, some of it is associated to guilt. Does this make sense?
Yes, it does.
Whether someone put guilt on you or you felt guilt.
I can relate to that.
That makes sense to you?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. There's feedback.
Yes, I can. I can relate to that.
You can relate to that?
Yes.
This is very interesting. Do you live in a rural area? You have so many animals around you.
No. No, not at all.
My God, you have so many animals around you. So then that means what your guidance, you know, team is telling me, you're very much connected to nature.
Yes.
How often do you go outside? Do you go outside every day?
No, not often enough, but I really connect with it spiritually and vibrationally, and I'm there with nature.
Exactly. Because I'm seeing butterflies all around you. I'm seeing all kinds of animals around you. And the butterflies, to me, is a symbolization of transformation, breaking free. You know, the stage of the silkworm and the going into the cocoon stage. And then breaking free and flying to the highest degree that you can fly. And you're so connected to nature. And when you go out into nature, they're like, oh, she's outside. Oh, yay. It's one of the grandest healings for you, way to heal, because it really brings you into a feeling of harmony within your heart. You feel so good after you've been outside. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yes, so I would say in part of your healing, emotional healing, is sit at the base of a tree, sweetheart, and take a pad of paper and a pen or pencil and start allowing your body to dialogue what's really got you angry, what's really got you in a state of dis-ease. And when you find out and you see it in black and white, it becomes so real that you say, I do not wish this anymore. In other words, I said, what you're willing to put up with or not put up with anymore. Your body's been holding a lot of responsibility towards something, and it was not yours. It's not all yours. Does that make sense to you?
Totally. That makes total sense, because that's one of the things that I had to let go of and reprioritize to make me number one as opposed to the responsibilities.
Exactly. To be grateful, for you to be with an attitude of gratitude for Elizabeth. That's what you're transforming into, and putting yourself not on the back burner anymore, but on the front line. And say, I need to attend to myself, like the statement, healer, he is up, heal thyself first. So make yourself a high priority. And you will find yourself extremely healed, emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually healed. And it doesn't take truly that much to do it in life. It's the willingness to say, I am going to take ownership to my own healing, and I'm going to do it now. And so it is. And so then you've got all the help of heaven at your side. You do always. But until you invite them in to start changing and shifting the vibration around you, they have to stand back. So you have been inviting them in, and you will invite them in more when you go out into nature. You're a writer, they're telling me. Do you write?
Yes, I do.
You need to write more, because you are so creative, so artistically, lyrically creative, and you need to. Your soul wants to express that more. Like, that's been really held down. You know, of course, nothing happens to us without our own approval or say-so. So there's no guilt or judgment here. It's just that's what's happened over the years. And now that transformation, like I talked about, well, you have so many butterflies around you. It's amazing. It's all huge monarch butterflies. You know, the yellow and black and the brown and the orange, and they're huge all around you. That tells me that you have really started the change in direction of things, the shifting of, and said, I am willing to change this, shift this. Well, good for you, sweetheart. Applause.
Oh, thank you so much.
So many people
really...
that don't, you know, it's... You're very welcome. Thank you so much for calling in. It's been an honor to talk to you.
It's been an honor to listen.
Thanks for calling, Elizabeth.
Yes.
Thank you very much. You can always listen later online if you want to hear that again. We're going to try to squeak in one more caller, but thank you so much for getting through.
Thank you very
much. Hanging on the line and enjoying the show.
Thank you.
So welcome, Elizabeth. Namaste, sweetheart. God bless.
Bye. You know, it's so spooky. With the message and the theme, you know, with the healing and our first call. Well, first I started thinking there was something wrong with the lines.
Yeah, we're going on and on. Oh yeah, we're running a show.
but it's like divine order, right? She didn't hear me the first time. We were supposed to have that conversation at that time.
Yeah.
All the people that tried to call in to be on the show before we even got on the show itself.
Started.
And the first caller is about, you know, a major healing issue. So that's pretty cool.
Exactly.
Impressive.
That is
cool. We have another caller on now. Hello, do we have a caller on?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, this is Susan speaking.
Hi, can you speak up a little bit?
Can you hear me now?
A little bit louder, hon.
Oh, can you hear me now?
That's much better.
A little bit better, yeah.
I was wondering, I seem to be going through an awful lot of really, really interesting shifts and changes right now. What do you see in the near future for me?
Into your future? First of all, sweet, I didn't hear your name. What's your name?
Oh, Susan.
Susan. Hi, Susan. Wow, you have a lot of purple light around you, purple or violet light. Saint Germain has been trying to get your attention for quite a while. Are you familiar with Saint Germain?
Yes, I believe he wants to manifest a book through me.
Yes, he says, why are you denying me our conversation time? It's not that you're trying to, it's that I feel that you're not taking any time for you to go just within and to have an inner dialogue. He, you are so covered with violet light. It's amazing. So it tells me that you are an operator or very familiar with the violet flame. Is this correct?
Yes. I believe that my ninth dimensional oversoul is trying to merge with me, if that makes sense to you.
Oh, complete sense. It's already happened. It's already done. It's just your ego. There's a tendency of hesitation, like, who, me? Oh, me? I'm not sure it's me. And the heavens are saying, it is you. You contracted for this. You assigned yourself to this, and I'm at your side. And so what they say is what we resist persists. So, you know, St. Germain is like knocking on the back door saying, remember me? Can you let me in? And he is patiently waiting with a lot of love and respect for who you are. It's about timing. And you have already merged within. It's like you just like stepped into something pretty big, some shoes pretty big, a couple of months ago. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah, and your journey, it's like you had, there was an aspect of you a couple months ago that needed a big spiritual healing, and it happened. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
I was wondering if I'd gone to sleep and I was dreaming. So your validation's interesting.
They're saying that you made such a shift. And it was very gentle. It wasn't something like, you know, the heavens open and, you know, that kind of thing. It was very gentle because it needed to be for you, because you've had a lot on you throughout your life that you needed a gentle transition instead of like a jolt. You know, like here in California, we have earthquakes. We have the rolling kind that are gentle. Then we have the jolt that gets us out of bed. For you, sweetie, a couple months ago was like a rolling shift of energy. It was very gentle for you. And Saint Germain is saying, now it's time for us to write.
So should I?
You have so many thoughts that go through your head continually all day long. Is this true?
Well, it's sort of like this. If I had lots of time, I would be able to write this book. But I'm in a house, and like most people, I have a mortgage and everything like that to pay. So I kind of feel like I can't break free to write what I know I need to write. Should I sell my house?
See, that's the resistance. See, that's the resistance, because truly in life we have more than enough time to do everything. We really do. You can still go and do what you need to do on a physical level for your human mission. But what Saint Germain is asking, that you give the same amount of balance to your spiritual mission, because that's what's going to really fuel your soul, feed your soul, nourish your soul. And that's what's been dead, or had, not dead, more like denied. You're not dead. No one dies. But just there's a part of you that hasn't been nourished. So what he's asking is if you could set your clock a few minutes earlier in the morning and go into rhythmic breathing, allow him to come in and inspire you, write down whatever you feel, see, hear, or know, and go on with your day and continue doing this. You will find your chapters. You will find your book written with little to no effort.
So I can recreate.
You just need to bring it out.
So can I recreate myself right from where I am without selling my house?
Without selling your house? Is that what you're saying to me?
Yes.
I can barely hear you.
Yes, that's what she said.
Without selling your house? What I'm hearing is that you need to move forward. So whatever that means, what's your soul, your higher soul is saying, we need to move forward. So maybe part of that move forward is to move and sell the home. Do you want to move?
Yes, I want to be free.
I just feel I want to be free of this. I want to be away from this, whatever that means. And so you have made the statement, or the shifting that happened a couple months ago put you in the vibration of moving forward. So are you asking me if your house is going to sell? Is that what you're asking?
Or if I should just stay put and recreate myself right from where I am at. They say that sometimes you can just recreate yourself right where you are.
Oh, of course. Of course, you can recreate yourself where you are. But there's so much, I want to say, patterned old energy that takes you back to memories, past memories. Does this make sense?
Yes.
And there's a feeling of it's overwhelming and I can't move forward. It's just too much for me. And so there's a hesitation or a stopping. The thing is that your higher soul or your oversoul is saying, my intention is to move forward, and whatever that takes. physical move, spiritual move, mental move, emotional move, moving forward. And what I would offer is if you truly want to know whether it's in your highest and greatest good to reinvent yourself, ask where you are, what is the best place for you to reinvent yourself. Sometimes it's in a whole nother new environment, a whole nother new portal of energy, and sometimes it's not. What I'm feeling for you, it's a choice that whatever you desire. It's not mandated yes or no. It's whatever you desire that will support you.
Perfect.
But you're telling me you do want to move, and I'm feeling that that's what is being created for you, to move. I feel that your house will sell. Please do this. Give honor and namaste to your home and set it free if you truly want to move. A lot of people come to me and say, I can't sell my house. It's been on the market for 6 months. What's going on? I said, well, you're emotionally attached to it. You really don't want to sell it. Or someone in your home really doesn't want to let go of the home. So what I offer is that you give a blessing of gratitude to the home for everything that's happened within it and cut the emotional ties to it and set it free to be another beautiful home dwelling for another family to have those beautiful memories and things. That's kind of what I'm feeling right now. There's an emotional attachment to the home. Does this make sense?
Yes. So my biggest thing is just write the book.
Well, it's more than just write the book. You're the type of soul that takes on 20 things at one time to get done. Is this true?
Yes.
Uh-huh. That's what you're doing right now. You've got so many things going on that you are mastering, that you're getting done, and this is part of it. The book is part of it because the minute you start writing your book, the minute you're going to start healing you. Because the book that you're to write is about the journey of healing you, and then you hand it out to the world, and they can help inspire and heal others, to empower others. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, on that note, we're actually at the top of the hour, so we're going to have to wrap up. Do they have any final words?
Well, thank you very much, and brightest blessings to you.
Greatest blessings to you, sweetheart, and definitely... you know, put your book out there and really connect with Saint Germain. He's ready. He's waiting.
Perfect.
Thank you. Thanks for calling, Susan. And if you want to listen to this again, it's going to be posted on newsforthesoul.com in the free archive. Should be up by tomorrow.
Oh, but thank you.
Thanks for calling in, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Take care. God bless you, sweetheart.
God bless
Boy,
you,
the
too.
The show just flew by, Karen. It absolutely
it did.
Warp speed on us there. And but like you say, it's always an amazing time. I love spending time with you on the air, and I look forward to the next time. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for inviting me. It's always such a pleasure.
DivineJourneys.net. That's where you find her, and you can also find her over on Contact Radio. Actually, let's remind them again when you're on.
I'm on Mondays from 1 to 2 Pacific Standard Time on ContactTalkRadio.com.
Perfect. And we've got it all linked up from there as well. So there you go. And check out Karen's show. And we will be back. Let's see. What have we got on the big shoe coming next week? Satyan Raja just released his Living Ecstasy book. Unbelievably, his first book. It's amazing. We just pre-taped the show. It's absolutely unbelievable. I'm very excited about that. And we've got Bob Doyle from The Secret coming back on, getting into where he's at as far as his work beyond The Secret, and he's certainly gone well beyond it, and we'll convey all that actually on Contact Radio next week, Monday, 8 p.m. Pacific. And more good stuff coming here in BBS and on Thursday as well, plus all the other stations and stuff that we're on, and for I'm losing track at this point. It's just taken off. All good stuff. It's all good, and it's so wonderful spending time with all of you. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. See you next time.